DJ stared at the note for a minute. His mind was racing, trying to figure out a few things. What he knows is this isn't Payne playing a trick on him, because Payne's signature is sloppier than this person's. The note had to have been placed there last night because there was a morning dew on the paper. If the note had been recently placed there, he wouldn't have felt the moisture in the paper. In DJ's mind, there were only two options to consider. This was either a mistake or his dean has figured him out. But right now, DJ couldn't spend the time to think about this. He had left Payne's apartment enough times to know how much time it would take him to travel from Wesley to Tadon, grab his books, and walk to class. As DJ settles into his seat and the professor begins teaching, DJ switches his phone back on. He turned his phone off once he got to Payne's last night. As his phone slowly powers on, at least 30 text messages pop up. His line brothers created a group chat, and they had at least 20 texts waiting on him. Apparently, he missed a meeting they called last night. 5 texts from his big brothers asking him to do something, and a few texts from his friends from this morning. 2 of his line brothers are freshmen, and they are used to staying up late. DJ is the only junior in the group. 2 are seniors and 2 sophomores. 1 senior has a girlfriend, the almond colored guy. His name is Guy, and he is exactly as DJ assumed. He's trying to dictate things. He's actually glad he wasn't able to respond to the messages as they were sending them, because he probably would have said something about it. As he continues to read the messages, he realizes Guy mentions his name along with the others who didn't attend his impromptu meeting. Apparently, DJ, Jackson, and Richie didn't attend the meeting. Guy is basically calling into question whether they are dedicated to this process, but the discussion changes, so DJ sees it as improper to bring the conversation back to something like that now that damn near 12 hours has passed. But what DJ knows now is that bitch keeps coming for him. But DJ pulled out the history given to him and begins placing it in his brain. He knew he could get the class notes from some of his classmates, so he didn't need to pay too much attention to what was going on in class. As good as his memory is, he also had to study real hard to remember things if he was expected to learn it long term. His long-term memory was altogether different from his short-term memory. Some of the information Payne shared with him wasn't part of the history DJ's dean shared with him from last night. DJ laughed under his breath in class because as he whipped out his notes from last night, he recalled what happened in his dean's room.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing djholmes1tru@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to djholmes1tru@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love.